broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, and I'm not going to lie, I was going through the closet today, and it just was one of those days where I just looked at this Milwaukee Brewers core zip, and I just felt gratitude for the year that was, and I wanted to give them some due today. Just as an aside, Kyle Wallace, Packer backer, dressed in blue or black?
This is black. You're blind, huh?
Like it's two shades of black. You kind of see what I'm seeing, Brad?
Well, there's like cloth black and leather black.
Yeah. Handsome, right? Very handsome.
It looks slightly faded, but yeah, handsome.
You can see a little navy in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy how black can fade to almost navy with the sun.
Yeah.
The sun's 90 million miles away and it can impact colors.
It is.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day.
I mean,
90 million miles?
It's 90 million miles away. And the fact that if I go outside in it and I don't put on sunscreen, it's going to make my skin red in 15 minutes. That's crazy.
That's why none of this makes sense.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because, like, if
it's 90 million miles away.
How did it all happen that, like, we were able to breathe air. How is it all perfect that we can, like, live? I feel like 80 million things had to go right. You know what I mean? Like, for the sun to be 90 million miles away and for us to live in the temperature that, like, is bearable for us over the last 2,000 plus, 10,000, however long years.
I'm going to butcher this, but I read, like, a faith-oriented book, and it said that the likelihood that everything were to be as is, like, one, like, to sustain life. It's like one to like 500 zeros, like, you know, like of a decimal place. Impossible,
like,
for us to be doing all that we're doing right now.
How when you breathe air, like, how is there the perfect amount of oxygen for you to breathe?
That's how we survive. That's why we can't go to other planets, because we wouldn't survive.
But that's the point.
Our bodies, whatever, it adapted to this. I don't know. I wasn't around.
It's fascinating.
You know what also is crazy? Today,
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman, Alex Stroh running the show. 800-990-3776. Just crazy that we're alive thoughts.
What's going on?
If we're going to do this.
Going on?
Today I was changing Will's diaper, like my baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, I looked at his eyes. And I'm like, bro, your eyes and grain grew inside Alexi's stomach.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Well, did you really say bro?
Bro.
Right? Bro.
You called your son bro.
Bro.
Will you call your son bro when he's old enough to talk?
If a bro moment
chill out,
arises.
Bro.
Yeah. Bro. Gotta calm him down. Pull back the reins.
This is gonna make
me
maybe faint having this conversation, but, like, it's true. Like,
it's crazy.
So many things had to happen so that, like, we could just.
What,
like,
were you guys doing before the show?
You're right, though.
It was
crazy to think about.
What was Ben doing?
You know, he was rubbing himself.
Himself?
Well, a little more context. I slept on the couch two of the last four nights, not because I'm in trouble, but just because I can't get my butt up off the comfy couch, and my neck is all kuh. So I have some of this CBD balm.
Oh.
And so that's what Kyle was getting at. Because, yes, I've been rubbing it on my neck. My neck is shot. 800-990-3776. Carbless talk and text line. Any fun facts you want to share with us? Based off the start of the show, you can absolutely do so.
I think Tim's text on the Carbless Talking text line is beautiful, but it says, Brad, that is why a dual universe is patently impossible. Impossible for one, double impossible for two.
Oh,
wow.
That's good. That is good. Wow.
It's improbable.
I mean, just, I chat GPT'd.
Light from the sun takes 8 minutes to get to Earth.
Dang.
Eight. So the Earth could explode and we wouldn't know for 8 minutes? We're still feeling
the radiation. Brad. Now for the next next 8 minutes before I'm just be crapping myself.
I'm not. It is what it is.
At any moment, you could have your last 8 minutes. That is wild. I mean, I just... Have you ever think about the stars, too? Because when they say the stars, it's like, oh, that star is...
millions
of 100 million light years away. So you're telling me that the light that we're seeing, if somebody 100 million light years away were to take a big mega microscope or a telescope and look at us, they would see dinosaurs on the planet?
Why?
Because what they see, if something is 100 million light years away, right?
How could you see anything?
And they can see something at the speed of light. They would be seeing what was 100 million years ago on Earth today.
Well, that's how that works?
So they'd see dinosaurs.
Is that true? Can anyone confirm what he just said?
I've heard that before. I mean, again,
I gotta be honest. This feels like high school history.
And we are seeing something from 100 million years ago. We're seeing the light that glimmered 100 million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that to make you feel
small.
That's
what they tell me.
Whew.
You know, I think the Earth is flat, so...
Oh, good one, Kyle. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, what a world. Okay.
It is a crazy world that we live in.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday,
indeed. It does feel like already it is Thursday of game week and Thursday of the work week. It's kind of nice.
That's true. Everybody's here tomorrow?
So, yes, we are. I'm proud of everyone.
Hey, look at us.
Now, this was...
Can't wait to eat on Thursday.
This was a discussion we were having about the Green Bay Packers. And you can get rid of the X-Files music strobe. Or... Turn it up.
banger.
When you think about the Green Bay Packers and the Micah Parsons trade, this is a conversation where it's like, this is a true argument, but like it almost feels weird that you can have this argument. Is Micah Parsons more important than Jordan Love? 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. I would love for you to put that on Twitter at KBNESPN. Is Micah Parsons more important to the Green Bay Packers' success than Jordan Love?
It's a crazy question. And if we're looking specifically at this season, not like the franchise, because you need a franchise quarterback for like 10 years. But if you're saying, who's more important to this team, Jordan Love or Micah Parsons? I'm leaning Micah Parsons, and I'm utterly stunned by it. I'm stunned that I would ever pick any player over your franchise quarterback, who I believe Jordan Love is a top 10 NFL quarterback. So... The problem is Micah Parsons is a top 10 player of any position and top 10 impactor of any position in the NFL. I just think about this team. And if you were to remove Micah Parsons, let's just say he's going to take a mini sabbatical and say, you know what? I'm going to take a break the rest of the year. I'm going to rejoin you in 2026. If Jordan Love did that or Micah Parsons did that, I think losing Micah Parsons would be more impactful negatively to this team, leading me to believe that Micah Parsons is more important. This team without Micah would have almost no pass rush. That means the secondary would be more exposed. The impact level of what he brings to the defense would be completely gone. And on the offensive side of the ball, Jordan Love's been really good. But if you throw Malik Willis in there, I think you could put a game plan together to score some points. So I'm stunned I'm saying this. But I think Micah Parsons is more important than Jordan
Cody
Love.
Cody chimes in. Nobody ever said offense wins championships. 800-990-3776. Is Micah Parsons more important than Jordan Love? And this isn't like
both great.
They're both great, but it's just, this is speaking to the impact and I think what everyone's been craving for such a long time, and the Packers have Micah Parsons. You sent us a picture of Micah getting triple teamed. Legitimately. Three guys were on the
guy. Three guys.
And then everyone's in one-on-one battles getting blocked.
Yeah, I love that. Me and my dad were watching the game on Sunday, and he's not like super intense in football. He likes football. I'm like, look at, it takes three guys, like a guard, a tackle, and a running back.
And he still gets pressure.
And it's like he's still pushing them back. And so with this, yes, Brad, you say you're amazed by saying this, but when we got Micah Parsons, we all got super excited because we understood that he is one of the most elite pass rushers that the NFL has to offer. It is T.J. Watt, it is Micah Parsons, and it is Myles Garrett and everybody else. That is how dang good Micah Parsons is. He's a disruptive force for the Green Bay Packers. So, yes, it doesn't take anything away from what Jordan Love is. And y'all know I love me some Jordan Love. But Micah Parsons is absolutely a game changer for this defense. What he allows for the Packers to do is he forces teams to have to over-game plan for him. We saw the impact that he had against the Detroit Lions in week one. You had him chasing down Jared Goff and disrupting that offense. You saw when Jaden Daniels was running away, He was looking behind him, looking for where is Micah Parsons at. He has 20 QB hits this year, 60 pressures, and 10 sacks to go along with it. And this guy is literally in Reggie White-type breath of when you talk about conversation. He is him and Reggie are the only two players in their first five seasons to have 10 sacks or more.
Wild.
So that is the type of guy, and that is the type of presence that you have. Reggie White was ridiculous, and Micah Parsons is absolutely ridiculous as well. So, yes, Micah Parsons is more the most important football player on the Green Bay Packers team. Malik Willis has showed us already, when he gets in there with a game plan behind Matt LaFleur, the Green Bay Packers don't miss a beat. They have not missed a beat when Malik Willis is in there. Now, does that mean Malik can lead you to a championship? Absolutely not. But if Jordan Love was going from the offense, the offense could still find a way to win. If Micah Parsons this season was gone from this defense, you're probably getting gashed and you're probably not getting any pressure. He is a difference maker.
What's crazy about Micah Parsons is he just got 10 sacks after, 11 games? But the first game he hardly played, right? He just got traded, coming off that back injury. Did you see what he said after that? He said, C.D. Lamb used to say, 1,000 yards is the minimum. And so his belief is 10 sacks is a minimum. Like, that is the minimum amount of production that I expect out of myself in any given year. Anything more than that is what more, but like at a minimum 10 sacks. And I think to myself, wait a minute, the Packers haven't had double digit sack years
in quite some time.
I think it's since
Have double digit, or was it Aaron Kampman?
Oh, in 2019.
That's right. The Smith brothers. But it happens infrequently, right? Like, we remember the last time it happened because that's how infrequently it happened. But he's saying, that's my floor. That's my low level of expectation.
And he gets paid remarkable. Like that, too. Zedarius had 12 and a half snacks in 2020.
That's expecting greatness.
Snacks or sacks?
Sacks. He probably had a lot of snacks, too, especially he's retired now.
He did learn from Brian Bulaga how much he had to eat to keep on weight, Poof. Which was crazy.
Preston did well. I mean,
what order do you want me to go in here, Strofe, on the Carbless Talking Text line? We got some about the Earth being formed.
Let's go like this. Let's go 3, 4, 2, 1.
Wow.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go to Rome in Milwaukee. You're up on the Carbless Talking Text line.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I might tell you up front, I'm very partial to Micah, being that I've known him his whole life. I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Harrisburg High School, his high school that he graduated from.
Cool.
I want you to understand one thing about Micah. He's been a beast since he was born. He started off with a gentleman named Mr. Floyd Ham, who's no longer with us, but he taught Micah his early skills and implanted the toughness in Michael. And then as an eighth grader, you might know, he was a state champion wrestler. And then in high school, he played running back, quarterback, defensive back, defensive end.
Punter, safety,
back,
kicker.
And went right on to Penn State.
Wow.
So I have to go with Micah. Everywhere he goes, he's an impact player, whereas the quarterback's a good position. But I'm hands down in favor of Micah. Been a Packer fan since 66.
Wow. Hey. Someone that knew Micah Parsons, too. Unbelievable.
So how excited were you when Micah Parsons was coming to the Green Bay Packers?
I was very excited. My family has known Micah since the day he was born. My younger nephew played with him for a couple of years before he went on to college.
Cool.
But the thing about it is he's a hard worker. People remember he went to Penn State early.
Thank you, Rome, Milwaukee. I don't know why we needed to follow up on.
I enjoy the story.
What do you think? Kyle goes, were you excited when Micah Parsons
became? No, I was super upset.
No, I was upset. The guy that I know is a hard worker that played 11 positions on offense and defense.
And I know him personally.
Before he went to Penn State, is now a Packer.
Hey, Rome, call back in and give Strofe, your contact, because I want to talk to you, because then I want to, talk to you more about Mike, and maybe get Mike on the show.
You should ask him that instead of, were you excited when Micah came back?
Of course he was. I like hearing the story.
Everybody was.
I like hearing the story about how it was connected.
Hey, Kyle, were you excited when the Packers played for Micah?
I mean, but Micah wasn't my – I didn't see Micah when he was a baby. If I saw somebody when the baby, I'm claiming. Like Brandon Brooks, who played for the Eagles, I grew up with Brandon
If your
Brooks.
Cousin signed with the Packers, would you be excited?
No.
Really?
I would be excited. But, I mean, we did this with Wisconsin Badgers, and it was a roller coaster. So go Broncos, baby.
All right, let's get to the Carbless Talking Text line on the other side. Do we have the poll up on Twitter? Just thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs down. Okay, the question is Micah Parsons more important than Jordan Love? It's not a slight to either. It's literally just crazy that you can have a guy have 10 sacks and be triple teamed and everyone's losing one-on-one battles, and the guy is still getting the job done. He's that impactful. We'll get to your calls, your texts next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. We're breathing air on KBN.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like,
call me cut daddy.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman with Strofe running the show. You, KBN Nation, across ESPN Wisconsin, get us at the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776. And, of course, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. We are asking you, is Micah Parsons more important to the Green Bay Packers than Jordan Love? And this is not a troll. It's genuinely just appreciation for both. But more so, it's maybe crazy for all of us to even put into words having this level edge rusher in our lifetimes. As someone says, you know, I understand the Kyle's too young to know the impact that Reggie White had.
I think a lot of people, what happens is I was a kid when Reggie White made an impact, and it was a significant impact in turning this organization around because you had a budding organization. But also, I think we need to understand how disruptive Micah Parsons is.
We're going to continue to feel it together, especially Thursday coming up at noon for Thanksgiving Lions and Packers. Let's go to Brad and Madison on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. You're up with KBN.
Hey, what up, Dawes? Thanks for taking my call. Just over here, you know, smelling the fresh air over here, and I was thinking about your guys' light years?
Yeah, 100 million light years away.
Yeah, so if you jot 2 points down, and one of the points is us, and the other point is the star you're looking at, which is 100 million light years away, it's basically just a timeline of that light. You know what I'm saying?
Go on.
So the closer you get to that planet, so halfway between those 2 points, it's 50 million light years.
I'll have what you're having today, Brad. I'll have what you're having. Sounds like having a great day.
Timeline. Fascinating.
Timeline. Halfway between 100 million light years would be 50 million.
He started doing math. I said, let me go to my Instagram and go share some. I don't do math, light year science. Your boy, that wasn't my good
Jim in Sockville, is Micah Parsons more important to the Green Bay Packers than Jordan Love? 800-990-3776. I'll still have what Brad's having.
Yeah, given what you guys talk about, we've had the benefit of the eye test. For example, the three guys trying
wait,
to
wait, wait,
up
wait, real quick,
Micah.
Jim, who doesn't have the benefit of the eye test? Just people who can't see?
Well, I guess people who may listen to the radio or come up with opinions based on watching half of a game,
okay,
which I know a few. But I'm just referencing, we've seen Micah, how he's produced. We've also seen Malik Wilson. So I would assume the option is going forward with Micah and Malik versus Jordan and no Micah. And for me, that's kind of a no-brainer because of the eye test. I'd stick with Micah.
How many picks you trading Jordan Love for then?
How many picks, first rounders?
Yeah.
Two, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That's low. We traded two for Micah.
Yeah, he doesn't believe
he's not a quarterback.
In Jordan Love.
That almost turned into a Micah Parsons and Malik Willis.
Wilson. He said he
might have the eye test down, but he needs the ear test.
Oh, wow.
His name's correctly.
Mm. Wow, that is so disrespectful. What was his name?
Jim in Sockville.
Jim in Sockville. Don't listen to Ben Bruss.
Malik Willis.
Well, my goodness.
Or Wilson.
He may have some hearing issues based off his voice.
What is
what
his
would
voice
his voice
have to do with
ears?
He's older, and usually when you get older, your hearing goes bad.
Okay, now so you're being ageist.
No, but you're the one who said he can't hear.
We got Malik Wilson. We got Malik Willis.
Yeah, why can't
people
Malik
get Malik Willis?
Willis
down?
Because he's a backup quarterback who barely plays.
Yeah, but people seem to want him in there.
Yeah, I mean, the Malik Willison guy.
If you want him in there, you got to know his name. That's my thing. If you want him in there, you got to know the guy's name. I think that's a fair point. I'm at ground zero here.
I would agree with that.
It's stupid, but if you want to give that take, you got to know the guy's name.
Hmm.
Is there a full moon tonight? I don't know, Mike. I really don't. Look. The answer is Micah Parsons. But when I say that, is that almost taking away from Jordan Love? Because I know the whole defense win championships, we might be prisoner of the moment of how great he is. But as far as I'm mistaken, the Packers with Jordan Love, when they've played their best, is when he has played his best. He's been the one, unfair or not, let's just call it what it is, when Jordan Love is playing his best football, the Packers win all their games. Like, if he's dialed in, they win. Go back to the 2023 season. Yeah. That's just the truth.
Okay, he's picking up the phone. So I'm gonna go on. It's the most important position in all of sports, is a franchise quarterback.
That's true.
And the most important decision and the most important thing, if you could say anybody, any GM, like, you can have the pick of the litter. What position you go with first? It's a franchise quarterback.
But Brett.
But, and I'll just say, so we have that in Jordan Love.
We sure do.
And is he elite with a capital E? He's not there yet. Maybe he never will be. Maybe he will. I don't know. But he's very good, and he's a franchise quarterback. What it does is it speaks to the greatness of Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
The fact that you would say, I'm going to choose this defensive end, which is not as important of a position as a quarterback, and say that this is more important to our team than the most important position of all of sports. That's why I'm picking Micah. That's why I'm stunned I'm picking Micah, because that is a massive hurdle to clear.
Yeah, I think the one big thing we have to understand, quarterbacks, yes, they win championships, but also they're always accompanied by an elite defender or some type of pass rush. You saw it last year with the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do to Patrick Mahomes. They were able to absolutely harass him just like they harassed the Green Bay Packers. You look at the Chiefs the year before that, what did they have? The 49ers, good defense, good pass rush. And the Chiefs before that, Chris Jones did a hell of a job creating some type of pass rush. So usually in order to win a championship, you have to have a very good quarterback, but you have to have an elite pass rusher that can be disruptive and can change the game. And that's exactly what Micah Parsons does. Micah Parsons, literally, you saw him bull rush from versatility from different outside and inside and put grown men on their backside. The offense has been more inconsistent than the defense this year. So I'm going to go with
Miles Garrett stealing from Micah Parsons. He's starting to do the lineup, like at the linebacker spot and start running in for the head start.
He should do whatever because he is a monster.
Stealing from Micah. Over to KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
Yeah, just a quick couple of cleanup things. First off, waxing crescent tonight for the moon. It is not a full moon, almost the exact opposite. But a fun fact for you, the Detroit Lions are 10-1 under a waxing crescent in the last couple of years. It will not be a waxing crescent on Thursday, thankfully. So there's your quick update on that. Jim in Sockville called me back. You guys were correct. He is hard of hearing.
Damn! Why are you coming at him like that?
Oh,
Kyle?
Don't you know? Don't you do that. Jim, I apologize for Ben Bruss. I knew you. You need to apologize to Jim.
I'm sorry, Jim. That was so mean.
You don't make jokes.
He also then said, I apologize for saying Malik Wilson. I screwed him up with the running back. I meant Malik Willis. And then he said, my bad, didn't mean to make a mistake. And I said, well, we make mistakes all the time. And he goes, yes, you do. And then he hung up on me.
See, he gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah.
Where was I going before Strofe KBN Sports Desks?
I don't remember.
So this is why the Micah Parsons being more important than Jordan Love conversation, I think, has so much merit, is because we literally have seen a Hall of Fame quarterback be the most important player for the Green Bay Packers franchise for the last 30-plus years, and Aaron Rodgers has won Super Bowl. And when the Packers have won the two Super Bowls that they've won, what have they had?
They had an elite defense
elite
or pass
top three defense.
Yeah.
So Micah Parsons, without him, they don't have that. And then all the freeze frame that Brad sent me of three guys on Micah and three guys one-on-one on the defensive line, that's what it looks like with other guys being able to double, like just like be around and protect the quarterback without Micah. And that leaves your corners vulnerable. That leaves the whole defense vulnerable, which means you're likely not going far in the playoffs if you're not a one seed, where your margin of error through three games to get to the Super Bowl is even higher without Micah Parsons. So, yes, he is more important than Jordan Love, and that's not a slight to Jordan Love. That is simply what the Packers need, is somebody to disrupt on the defense in a way that they have not had in a long time to help get over the hurdle, because Matt LaFleur in the offense hasn't been the 2020-2021 Packers with Aaron Rodgers, but they're good enough, and if you have an elite defense, it gives you a better chance of going further than you have the last 2 years being a seven seed on the road. So it's okay, without slighting Jordan Love, to say Micah's more important.
And that's why the pressure is all on Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur to ensure that we do not waste this great defense that we have. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have a good defense for the years to come. I think they're going to improve because we got a lot of young talent on this defense. But overall, you cannot squander the opportunity that you have with an elite defense, from my perspective, with an elite pass rusher in Micah Parsons, with a great quarterback like Jordan Love, in an NFC, and I would say the entire NFL, where there is not one team that is a Super Bowl favorite or front runner or whatsoever. This can be a great opportunity. You can't squander it.
Well, Diana McGuanago, you're on the Carbless Talking Text Line with KBN.
I disagree with you guys. I think Jordan Love is more important.
Evidence.
If you don't have a quarterback, you ain't got a team.
Powerful.
Ask Miles Garrett.
Yeah, that's actually, you did her bidding for her. That's a really good
Well, I had to help a girl out.
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys are attached by the hip there.
She had a joke for us.
Yeah, what was the joke, Dirty D?
I ruled it was too inappropriate. Oh, Sam Radio.
Good for you.
She's Dirty D for a reason.
Call screening from Alex.
No. She's Dirty D for a reason.
And you're going to tell us how to protect ourselves from, you know, home situations, you know. That's what we do here. We protect ourselves with Alex Strofe Screening. You can protect your life with, you know, all these different products.
Listen, if you are looking for homeowners insurance, car insurance, life insurance, they have it all for you at American Family Insurance. And they make it so easy for you to find out what the information you need to get a policy, whether it's simply making a phone call, whether it's going to amfam.com and finding an agent near you, or getting a quote online. They make it so simple for you to find your coverage. So whether you're buying a new home, whether you're looking to get renter's insurance, whether you are looking to buy a new car, or you said, you know what, I don't like my coverage, I want to get American Family Insurance, they make it so easy. So simply go to amfam.com, where you can save up to 40% when you bundle home and auto. Yeah, it's so easy. So make sure you go and get American Family Insurance by simply going to amfam.com to find an agent near you or get a quote online. So always remember, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today.
Pat and West Bend, quickly on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Yeah, the last three times we won the Super Bowl, it was Reggie White, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews. I think we can do it again with Parsons and Jordan Love. You need both.
Powerful.
Yeah, I mean,
powerful.
That's... Yes, sir.
Powerful, powerful, powerful.
Rodgers and Favre were playing at MVP levels, though, too.
Well, one who experienced that Super Bowl will be joining us next. It's Mark Tauscher, Packers Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strofe next. More
bone
questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me, or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Joining us on Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin is the Packers Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ. Listen to him on Woldy and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. He gives you the dog of the game on the Green Bay Game Night postgame show. He's Tausch. What's up, Old T?
What's up? How you doing, Benny?
Doing well, doing well. Now, this is a good question to be able to ask, but I want to know from your perspective, who is more important to the success of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love or Micah Parsons?
Jordan Love.
50-50 vote right now on Twitter at KBN ESPN.
How are the Browns doing with one of the best pass rushing seasons we've ever seen?
Well, their quarterback sucks, and Malik Willis has shown that, again, he ain't replacing Jordan Love. But Malik Willis has shown that this offense can be serviceable. with a quarterback like himself. Not a championship level offense, but serviceable and win some football games.
I guess that's fair, but like the argument, I guess, for me would be with when you see these freeze frames of Micah getting triple teamed and everyone else in their one-on-ones getting nowhere, you take away Micah, all of your other issues on defense get exposed potentially in terms of the cornerbacks and not like the passing game would open up for the other team. And I guess you have the argument on the other side without Jordan Love, but that's where Kyle brought in Malik Willis.
I mean, it's fair. I obviously Micah has been awesome, but give me a really good quarterback over a pass rusher any day of the week, because I think you can. I mean, let me put it this way. I guess it's a tougher question than maybe I initially just jumped, because I know how important that spot is. And Micah, I would think if you're looking at it, the impact he's had has been probably even more than we thought it was going to be, for what he's come and he's done for this team. So I get it. And I've been kind of banging the drum all season about this being a defensive led team. And when we're going to win a lot of games because this defense can close up shop and because they can make a ton of plays. And I haven't really been saying that from an offensive standpoint. So maybe I need to rethink that.
We'll give you to the end of the segment.
Okay.
Tausch, after seeing what Emmanuel Wilson did on Sunday, I'm of the belief that there needs to be more shared carries. Now, Jacob should have the bulk of it, but Emmanuel Wilson has given himself an opportunity for that. My question for you is, one, do you agree with me that it should be more split carries? And two, how hard is that for an offense to have two different featured backs that can do different things from like your offensive line, offensive perspective? Is that hard or easy to do?
No, from an O-line standpoint, I don't care. I mean, we don't care. Obviously, guys are going to like certain things. You know, whether it's an outside zone or if you're going to do gap scheme, you know, some backs like that more. Offensive linemen want to be where it's not gun. We would like it more under center, because that makes it a little more difficult for the defense to kind of read what's going to happen. So whomever that's going to be, and I know the consensus is, well, that's more Emmanuel Wilson. As far as your first question goes, I guess I have to ask what that ride share looks like, or that carry share, because if it's 50-50, I'm out. But if you want to say 80-20, yeah, I can get on board with an 80-20.
I think it's 60-30, 63-37 right now, Brad. Is that correct?
It's somewhere in that range. Let's call it 60-40, Tausch.
Yeah, I think that's a little too light, because I want Josh Jacobs when he's out there. I want him getting more touches. But, you know, as far as what Emmanuel did, I thought he was awesome on Sunday, and you worked him. And now if Josh can get out there and play, he's obviously going to be a lot fresher. Emmanuel is not going to get 28 touches. I feel fairly confident in that. But he's proven, you know, that goal line run that he had where, you know, there's basically an unblocked guy right in the hole at the 2-yard line, and he didn't just go down. He found a way to fight and get his way into the end zone. He deserves more touches, there's no doubt, than maybe what it was, but I still am going to lean towards Josh Jacobs always being my bell cow with this offense.
Tausch, if the Packers beat the Lions on Sunday, will that be the knockout punch and make the Packers basically, in your mind, be the NFC North champions?
No, I mean, I'm going to say it'll knock the Lions out. I don't think, I mean, the Bears, while I don't necessarily buy that they're this good, their record is, because their point differential is still there, 8-3 or 9-3, whatever it is, and they're 8-3. Their point differential, they're -3 on the year. And that, while nobody cares, you win close games, that's great. I think you can knock the Detroit Lions out of the division race here from Green Bay's standpoint if you beat them, because you're then going to be 2.5 up with a tiebreaker, and Detroit still has a pretty tough couple of games ahead of them.
Cowboys, Rams, Green, Steelers.
Yeah, they have some games that they could lose. And they just, it doesn't feel like they're, you know, I heard Dan Campbell say, you know, we won all these games last year. We didn't get where we want. So I think he's looking at it more from a, let's get in the playoffs as healthy as we can and make a push, because we've done this with the 1-2 seed and it hasn't worked. So I think you can KO the Detroit Lions, but I don't think you could say you're going to KO the Chicago Bears. You can do that, obviously, if you beat them in both of your matchups that you have left with them. But this weekend, if you can take out Detroit, or at least put a huge dent in anything they're thinking, I like Green Bay's chances a heck of a lot more if they can find a way to win Thursday.
Talking with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, host of Wildy and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations on Kyle, Bruston, Nortman. You know, old T, I looked up the projected point totals here. It's an over-under of 49, but they got the Lions at over-under 25.5 points. We had a conversation about this defense. Are they elite yet? Are they close to elite? Would holding them under 20, like, tell you this defense is elite with how they've played the last couple weeks?
Yes. I mean, Detroit's got a really good offense. They're going to be a lot better at home. But I do wonder, you know, they just had a long game. A lot of snaps, both on defense and offense. You play a overtime game. I don't know how much juice they're going to have. And you take their tight end out of the equation. I mean, Gibbs, you talk about wearing somebody out. He had 200 and some odd yards, a ton of carries. You know, he's your home run hitter. You limit Gibbs. You're not. I think Green Bay is built to stop a Jared Goff without a running game, because you saw in week one, you get him off his spot. He gets rattled and he gets uncomfortable and he makes poor decisions. He is a really good NFL quarterback when he can set his feet, he can scan the field and he can throw the football. He's really good.
Sounds like Michael Parsons might be more important than Jordan
Love.
Kyle
just answered his own question.
For this matchup with Detroit? Yeah. I think Micah Parsons, not that you brought him in because you wanted to stop the Detroit Lions because they've run the division the last couple of years, but he is exactly what you're looking for against a team with a really good offense. How do you stop great offenses? You hit the quarterback and you get him uncomfortable. Micah Parsons is as good, outside of Myles Garrett, he's as good as anybody in this league at doing that.
Or do you play golf outside?
What do you
mean? In the cold.
Yes, it does.
Two-glove golf sucks.
Yes, it does.
Oh, great.
Oh, I thought you said golf.
I thought you said like golf.
My bad. Everyone's shaking their head. Golf. Yeah.
I was like, golf. Oh, okay, cool.
Golf in the cold.
Yeah, you're definitely better off getting him outdoors. The same thing with Matthew Stafford. And I know the Rams are in a great spot to kind of become that number one seed. They're positioning themselves in a nice way. And if they can host, but remember – their home field isn't normally a home field.
There'll be a lot of go out there if they get
there. It'll be a 50-50 deal if the, let's just say everything falls into place and the Rams are hosting the NFC Championship game. Do you doubt for a minute Packer fans won't flock out there? And it'll be, if it's not 50-50, it will be really close. SoFi will be, there will be a lot of go Pack go chance.
Giants, Steelers, or not Giants, Giants and Steelers game. Go Pack Go chance, you can hear even just in those, and those are legacy fans.
They've had to do silent count when they've played the Packers, just like Las Vegas had to, and that's one thing you never have to worry about. Packer fans are going to show up.
Tausch, I sent these guys a screenshot of, from this last week, Micah Parsons getting triple teamed when your other three D linemen single teamed. Now, I feel like the rest of the D-line has not lived up to what we need them to do outside what Micah Parsons has done. Has the rest of the D-line been productive enough for you this season?
No, I think that's fair. I think Rashawn Gary started off, and everybody was kind of thinking, oh, the Parsons effect. And then, you know, I thought we saw some glimpses of Devontae Wyatt back last week, but he was really good until he got injured. I think it was in that Dallas game. And that's the one defensive effort that I was really – made me question what was going on. I would think what we've seen and what we've looked at teams, they know you're not going to make a living going against this defense and this pass rush with Micah. If you're in third and eight plus, you're going to have a lot of bad things happen. So the teams that have had success, Carolina, New York, they've run the football. And the Detroit Lions, I would bet they're going to try and shorten this game, and I don't think it's going to be the old shootout at the OK Ford Dome. I think it's going to be a lot more grinding and trying to keep the score a little bit low. And Detroit, I think, is looking at this as we need to keep this just tight, and then we can beat them late because we're more experienced than they are. I don't think they're going into this thinking we're going to go on an offensive palooza. I think they realize that this defense isn't paloozable, if that makes any sense.
Tausche,
that's football.
It doesn't, by the way.
That is football. Did you say it doesn't?
Just say that's football.
I don't think paloozable. It's paloozable.
I'll run with it.
An offensive palooza would be 35 plus.
Word of the day for unsportsmanlike tomorrow. Send it to him.
You just feel like that's Detroit's method. They want to do that. And I think they know there ain't going to be no palooza on Thursday morning.
Packers play at noon. The most ideal time to eat at Thanksgiving has to be 4:30, correct?
I would normally say 2:30 because you typically it's an 11:30 start and then you get the 2:30 or 3 and you kind of bridge. You can still have a nice breakfast and then you bridge. You don't worry about dinner. You make it into a brunch slash dinner and then you have some leftovers if you get a little hankering at like 8 o'clock. So no, I'd say 2:30 or 3. I don't want to go 4:30 or 5.
You can't do 2:30 or 3 with the Packers game.
I like an early tilt.
I just said when it was 11:30. Whenever the Packer game ends is when I think you should do your dinner. And then you tune in, put the post-game show on. We'll give you the dog of the week. We'll give you all the good stuff that we – there you go. So to me, it's perfect if you go 3 o'clock, 3:15, watch, you put the post-game show up, and you can sit there and have – you can have your Uncle Johnny call in, talk about why the Green Bay Packers
Uncle Johnny.
How the Green Bay Packers found a way to get it done up there in Detroit.
All right, LT, have a good Thanksgiving.
See you, boys.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. Uncle Johnny, if you're out there, we're waiting for your call on the Green Bay Game Night post-game show with Tausch and Homer. Brad, I know what you'll be indulging.
Well, the only thing to pair with a delicious Thanksgiving dinner is indeed a carbless because, man, this carbless, whether it be a 2 o'clock dinner, a 4:30 dinner, or maybe even the 8 o'clock nightcap.
What about the linner that he mentioned?
The linner. That is a brunch into a linner. That is a combination that I was not expecting. But what you can expect is a nice cold carbless that will always deliver on flavor. No carbs, no sugar, no gluten, just 100 calories, so you don't have to feel guilty about it. The rest of the Thanksgiving dinner might be a little bit filling, but not carbless. That's because it's the perfect amount of carbonation and only 100 calories. And guess what? Whether you're hosting your Thanksgiving or your party, or so you're going to someone else's, you can bet that there will be a carbless for everybody. The margaritas, the fruit flavors, the classic cocktails, bring them all. Bring them all and let everybody enjoy them because when it comes to carbless, less is more and it's always the winning call, especially on Thanksgiving. Enjoy an ice cold carbless with me, KBN Nation.
I hurt my back. Spinal. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Babe Ruth was short, fat. Well, I don't know how short he was. He looked short in the video. He was fat. He was stubby. He looked fat. He tried it. He didn't have a sprint. Have you ever seen Babe Ruth sprint? I wonder how many steals he had. Zero.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, Stroh front of the show. The Thursday in football week for us. The game's on Thursday.
Thursday for us. Friday for the Packers?
Yeah. Saturday will be.
I find that Ben often walks his way into things he doesn't know.
The classic Michael Scott, I start a sentence and hope that it gets to where I want to
get. Not sure how it's going to end.
800-990-3776 is the Carbo's Talk and Text line. You know what? Any parents out there, I want to have this be the moment where I say I was the dumb kid that thought he would never turn into his parent.
Mm. Oh,
we
really?
All do it.
Yeah.
Do you guys do my I'm my dad. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
I used to like when I was in high school, we'd be watching football together or a show together and he would start snoring in the chair. And what I would do is I would shut the TV off, shut all the lights off. Because if I said, Dad, go to bed, he'd be like, yeah. And, like, I have to, like, do the full, like, I'm going to bed. And then he would then go to bed, and I'd just come back and watch in peace without him snoring. And I need my daughter to grow up fast so she can do that to me. Because this is 2 out of the last 4 days that I've fallen asleep on the couch, and my neck is in so much pain. And my dad would say the same things.
Yeah.
So how long you fell asleep on the couch? Did you ever wake up to go to the bathroom and say, "Oh, shoot,
Saturday
I
fell asleep on the couch at 11"? Worst feeling in the world. I woke up at 5 a.m. on the couch.
Oh my gosh.
I was exhausted.
Why didn't your wife come grab you?
She was dead asleep.
Dang, yo, I was tired. That baby got y'all running around.
She wants nothing to do with you, huh?
No, she actually like is sad. She's of the Brad camp. Like she wants us to go to bed at the same time.
Yeah. Good job, Mrs. Bruss.
So now I got this CBD balm that I've just been like putting on my back and my
Dude,
neck.
You're what, 32?
34.
Imagine
still,
what,
you're
imagine
not
what,
that old.
Don't speak too soon.
You saw him this morning.
Yeah, you were like, the first thing I saw you do today was cranking your neck around at your desk, and I thought you were, I didn't know what you were doing.
It's remarkable the ways that you harm your body.
Me?
Yeah. Basketball, or just in general, running into something, fall asleep on the couch. They're becoming more and more elementary, you know, the ways
that's true. You fell asleep on an object that is designed to be comfortable. And you're complaining.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'm doing it in like the neck is like, ugh. You know, and you wake
People sleep on couches willingly.
But laying down is different than falling asleep with like the I'm watching.
Were you
did you have
drunk?
A pillow?
No, I just get so tired and I'm like, all right, one more episode.
Well, that's your first problem.
Do you have a TV in your bedroom?
Yeah, but I don't want to disrupt her sleep.
Oh.
You know
very
what I
mean? Selfless, Ben.
Yeah, very selfless.
So you're avoiding her.
Yes, it's exactly what I'm doing,
Strofe. Wow.
Did you have a pillow?
No. Oof. I'm just laying on the couch. And then
how do you
stay asleep for 6 hours like that? That's ridiculous.
That was Saturday. Monday, what's it, Tuesday?
Yesterday.
No, it was yesterday.
Yeah, Monday was yesterday.
And I woke up Monday the week. at 2 o'clock. That was only 3 hours, thank God, because I heard at least I get 4 hours in the bed. And now the CBD balm is saving my life.
Yeah, wow. No, my back, I remember last year, usually once a year my back has spasms. I remember last year we were at some establishment and I'm sitting there, my back was hurting in the chair, but I was like, you okay? I was like, I don't think so. Then it happened again this year because I sleep on the couch for like one day, my back is just in pain.
I think it's just getting old. Clearly it's just getting old.
I used to fall asleep on the couch.
No.
You used to fall asleep, I'm sure, in college.
Never. I'm the sleep snob guy. Like I need the bed.
I'm right there with you too.
But you've never passed out on the couch having too many beverages?
No.
You've never been to anybody's house and fell asleep.
Yeah, that I've done.
If you're over 6 foot tall and 35 years old and older, waking up on the couch is a nightmare. Yes, confirmed, Jake in the 262.
So you were at like a friend's
house? That was just a humble brag for Jake to say he was over 6 feet tall.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I'm the shortest guy here.
Is it a brag to say you're over 6 feet tall?
Yes,
it is. Yeah. It is.
Really?
Kyle's the only one that can't relate.
Trust me.
How tall are you, Kyle?
I'm 5'10".
Which means he's 5'9".
That's not true.
That's how that works.
Measure me.
I will.
We will.
Measure me.
We need your dreads don't count.
My dreads don't count. That's part of me.
Nope, not part of your height.
Part of me, yes, it is.
Part of your height.
Then I'll spike my hair up, and I'm 6'4".
Well, yeah. if you try, you can compress it down all you want, but that's part of my.
If you spiked your hair up, you'd be 6'2".
Yeah, if I was, that's funny. If I was 6 feet, boy, I'd be a heartbreaker for real, heartthrob.
A heartbreaker. For real.
Yeah, I'm 5'10".
What does that make you? Not for real.
I'm just a baby girl.
Wish you were
certified
taller.
Certified lover boy.
Yes.
Baby girl wishes you were taller.
No.
She's taller than you. If I had to pick one thing about Kyle, I'd change.
Are you gonna have to go on your tippy toes on your wedding day?
No.
Because she's gonna be wearing heels. No, she's already taller than you.
I did notice your beautiful save the date.
Of course, they were sitting down.
We have standing up. If you go to the website, we have some standing up photos. Listen.
You're doing a lot.
I walk so my kids can be 6 foot three.
Does she have to be careful like when she wears heels?
She can't wear 6 inch heels. No. She can only wear like 3 inch. Because you can't be towering over your
kids. Yes, she wishes you were slightly taller.
She
loves you as you are.
Her previously dating profile, they were a little bit taller than me, but that's okay. That's okay.
Why are you staring at me like that? I'm just insecure. Very insecure.
No, I'm not insecure whatsoever. Listen,
you're screaming insecure. If we had a lie detector, this thing would be going boom, boom,
your
boom,
boy,
boom,
your,
boom,
your,
boom,
your
boom.
He's now stood up.
Your boy ain't insecure.
And you're not
about
6 feet, so
no,
sit down.
I'm not 6 feet.
Everybody else stand up. Make him feel small.
Sorry, Kyle.
Baby boy.
Dang.
Look at Brad. You look tiny.
Oh, you look, oh my shrimp.
Shrimp Kyle.
Shrimpy Wallace.
I can't, sloppy Wallace. Listen, my height may be shrimpy, but the thing is there's nothing I can say that would be appropriate for me to say or wouldn't hurt y'all feelings. So I'm just going to sit down and let y'all have this one. Short kings forever.
Roy, shout out to you listening on vacation. Shout out to the ESPN Wisconsin app. It is amazing. I'm glad you utilize it. If you don't have it downloaded, get it downloaded because you can listen back or listen live anywhere, anytime, any place. It's time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? I've been on a little bit of a heater so to speak. I've won
three of my last five.
No,
you've won two of your last five.
Three of my
last
five.
You've lost two in a row. You've lost each of the last 2 weeks.
What a start.
I say things confidently, hoping that it slips by.
You are 8-29-8 on the year. The question we asked last week, which the answer was no.
Will
you get to 10 by the end of the year? You only have like four left.
Holy cow. It's December soon. I got to get to 10.
It's December on Monday.
All right.
This is the last one of the 11th month, and you only have 8 wins.
Let's see if we can get to 9-800-990-3776. Caller 8 for the amount of wins I have, and are you smarter than Ben Brust this year? 800-990-3776. Caller 8. 800-990-3776.
Can you change my camera view, please?
Dave from Aaron chimes in. It's funny on YouTube because all the tall ones are out of the camera and Kyle is still perfectly in frame.
Can you please
short shrimp?
Can you please change my... You know what?
Shut up, Shrimpy.
I can't hear
you from down there.
Yeah, tall king. Oh, tall guys never, short kings forever. How about that?
Caller 8, 800-990-3776. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 2 minutes with an insecure Kyle Wallace.